Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is The Dwelling Place, and I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. Now, if you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and you would like to just speak with me at any time, have any questions, comments, or just a prayer request even, just press 1 and I am here. Now, we do know that some, depending on what phone carrier you have, you may not be able to call in on that 319 number, but I know I'm with T-Mobile and I was having some struggle, but I use my Google Voice to call in, so you may be able to do that. Just spread the word if somebody else cannot get in. So, amen. I'm just thankful to be here, like, every night that I'm on or listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. I just thank God that we have this outlet just to come together, just to listen to what God is saying. Even during the pandemic, Purpose Kingdom have really served when people couldn't get out to churches. So Purpose Kingdom still remained because we were always online. So I just thank God for Purpose Kingdom just being a vessel throughout the airways, and we will still continue to go forward. Now, our topic for tonight is Tend to Your Garden. And before we get in that, I just would be remiss not to acknowledge all that is going on in our city of Philadelphia, which is the brotherly love city. And it's just, I really don't have the right words to say or words at all, but all I know is just very overwhelming to see this almost on a daily basis. Since no rest, that we're seeing black men, black women be killed and nothing be done about it. And it weighs a little heavy. And for me not to acknowledge, it just would not be right. So I just want to give a moment of silence just for the young black man who was murdered. We witnessed it, whether we were there in person or we just seen on social media, and it's just going around, and I just want us to just give a moment of silence. Amen. Amen. And as I said, it's very overwhelming, and even with this, I don't know if many people have the Citizens app. I have the Citizens app. I just downloaded it because I know I'll be in the city just traveling in the next coming days and over the weekend. And it's a little, like, I had to turn my notifications off. It's just different stabbings, different shootings going on, just different things aside from the peaceful protest that is happening within our city. So I just want to just say a quick prayer, you know, just for us to have some type of peace in all that is going on. I just want to thank God for Pastor Toy. Before we got on, you know, she just said a powerful prayer, but I just want to just say this prayer as well. So if you can just close your eyes, bow your head. Father God, we just give you all the glory. We just give you all the honor. We just praise and we just worship you, Lord. Father God, we don't understand the things that are going on, but Father God, we put our trust in you. Father God, we just ask for peace in this chaotic state that we're in, Lord. We ask for just some calmness within our city, Lord. Father God, we ask that the people that are out protesting and that are fighting for those who are not serviced, who are not protected, Lord Jesus, the people, us black people, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you will protect them, that no more no more wrongful deaths will happen. No more deaths, period. Whether it be by the police officers, whether it be by just other civilians against one another, Lord. We just ask for peace throughout our communities, peace throughout the cities, peace within our children's schools. Father God, just protect every person that is traveling in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just tell you thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that you find some peace. So let us get into the topic tonight. Let us ease our hearts and just listen, open our hearts and just listen to what God has to say. And like I say every night, just get out your notepad, notebook, whatever you do to take notes, because God always has a way of bringing us back to some things that we have heard, or this may be some revelation to what you have been praying for. So just take these notes, take notes, and go back and always read for yourself. You may get a better insight than what I'm actually giving. So tend to your garden. We're going to get into the verse of the evening, which is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 15. It says, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it." Chapter 2 of verse 8 says, "The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." Amen. This scripture just really stood out to me, and like a couple of weeks ago, I was just reading over it, and it just stood out to me, and it just made me, the word tend really stood out to me, like tend, T-E-N-D, and that just stood out to me, so it made me want to really dig deep into this topic, and what did God mean about tending to the garden that he has placed Adam in. And it's just two major points. It's just that place that God has created this place, and he has placed Adam in there. And within that place that God has made and placed Adam in, he also asked that Adam, no, he didn't ask. He also said that Adam would tend to it. That's his job. You know, he would tend to it. And when I think about Adam being placed in this garden and having to tend to this garden, you know, I think about just life, period, and how we have no say. We have no say about, hey, I actually don't want to be born. I don't want anything to do with the world. And I kind of foresee 2020. I don't want to have to deal with that. You know, we didn't have any say in that. We were just placed in our mother's womb. You know, our parents did the do and placed in our mother's womb. And here we are in this place like Adam, called life, in the world, and this thing called life, and we have no say, but we have to do things to live a productive life so that we will be successful and so that we will be meaningful to our community and the people that we work with and things like that, our children, our families. So I think about Adam being placed in there, and I compare that to life. And how we have to tend to things of life. How, like I said, like Adam being placed in the garden and tending to the garden of Eden. And we are placed in life. We are placed, you know, God placed us in the body that we're in, you know, and not only in the body that we're in. So he placed us in this body, and then it comes with complexions. It comes with the race that we're born into, our culture and things like that. You know, our hair texture, the tone of our voice, whether we're considered pretty or ugly. You know, God has placed us in this place, in our family. You know, whether you have two crazy parents, some crazy siblings, some loving siblings, you know, your immediate family, some has passed, some has died prematurely. Some have lived long. God has placed us in this place of life, and then he added on different things that, such as our parents, and if they are their mental health, even if they use drugs or alcohol, we're placed in these families without any say. You know, our neighborhoods and our communities, you know, these are, we're placed in here, but we still have to tend. We have to tend. We still have to maintain. Amen. And before I go any further, I just want to just, we all may know what the definition of tend is, but I just want to just go over it again, just so we get the full picture. To tend is something that is done on a regular basis. It is frequent, and it can be done in a particular way or certain characteristics that you may have. You know, you may work daily, day and night, nonstop, you know. And when I think about the characteristics of tending and how it's done regularly, I think about somebody, if somebody was to describe you, would they say that you are hard working, or would they say that person is lazy? Oh, such and such, lazy, don't do nothing, you know? And that's what I think about tending to, just doing something consistently on a regular basis. And the characteristic piece is how you're tending to your garden. How is your heart as you're tending to this garden? Amen. How's your heart? How is it? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you angry? Are you bitter? Things like that. Amen. And so we're placed in life, and we have to do the do. We have to know with the things that God has placed us in our color of our skin. These different complexities that will determine our success, our setbacks. We have to continue to maintain these places that we are in. Amen. And as we're in these, and as I said, for the body, you know, that's another thing. Our body, we have to maintain that. We have to keep up with that. Are we healthy? Are we eating healthy? Are we being mindful of the things that we see, the things that we do? Are we making sure we get our checkups? Others, are you letting your young daughters know that you get the breast examined for cancer, making sure you don't have anything, so your daughters can see that, so they would do also the same thing? And if you haven't, just make it something that you do with your daughter that they see. Make it like a birthday thing. I know it's usually like at the age of 40, I believe, but women younger and younger are being diagnosed with breast cancer. Amen. Fathers, are you being checked for colon cancer? Do your children see, do your sons see that this is being done, that you're being checked for colon cancer, especially African American men? Amen. Fathers, do the same thing as mothers do. Get together. You know, I know it ain't comfortable. Y'all barely like going to the hospital. but this is something that has to be done so we can live longer, so we can be able to tend to our children, so that they will have a productive life, so they're not missing a parent, which puts strain on the family. And that's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother deal. Amen. So we have to tend to our garden. And Adam being placed in here, and what I like about this, if you go to verse, if you go back to verse chapter 2, verse 8, and it says, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And when he said he placed Adam into that garden, and he had formed Adam, it shows me that, this tells me that God knows us. He knew Adam, and he knew his capabilities. He knew that Adam would be able to tend to this garden. A lot of us, like I said, are placed in these families, placed in these situations, and we're like, why did you place me here? You want to give up on life and things like that. But God has placed you in this place knowing that you are capable of fulfilling this, and that he has you, he has formed you, you're his child. He will give you the things that you need, amen? He will give you the things that you need so you will be successful in this situation that you are facing. You know, like, it's so many things. I can go on so many things of just about being placed, you know, placed in certain things. When I was younger, we went through a lot. We faced homelessness and things like that. And it was times where I would just be like, okay, Lord, like, why am I here? What is all this for? And if you know me, I'm the type of person, like, if it don't work out, I'm more so like, well, that was pointless, instead of me looking at the lesson in it. And I'm getting better with it. Like, it's a lesson to everything. But if something don't work out, I'm usually like, okay, that was pointless. What was the whole meaning of that? So I'm just asking God, just show me the meaning. And sometimes we may not get the full meaning of it. In some cases, we may get the full meaning of it. But when I look back at that time, those times when I was young and we were homeless and just me just being there, like, why am I placed here? I thank God for that endurance and building up the characters and just even the field that I'm working in and me being able to relate to some families that may be in the same situation. Not to enable them, but to also to help them in a way. And God is doing that. I'm like, wow, like, God is so amazing how he can use and turn around, like, what the enemy made, what the devil made for your evil, God will turn it around and make it for your good, and it will work out for the good, especially for the good of those who love the Lord. Amen. So we're talking, if you're just joining, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we're talking about tending to your garden. As God has placed Adam in the Garden of Eden to tend to, we must tend to the garden of life that God has placed us in the communities and in the families that we are in. Amen. So He knows our capabilities. He knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. Amen. And it's just also with provision. Like, God will give you provision when he puts you in that place. He will give you the things that you need when you're put in that place that he places you in. And verse 9 of chapter 2, and it says, And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. And so in this garden, he didn't just place him in this garden that was not flourishing. He didn't place him in a droughted garden. He placed him in a garden that produced life. Amen. And I pray that whatever garden that you're in, that you will produce life in it, and that it will grow. And it says, the Bible says that we are known by our fruits. Amen. And how we tend to our garden and the things that God has given us will show others and ourselves if we are tending to our garden, if we're maintaining what God has given us. Amen. Amen. So tend to your garden. And another thing about tending to the garden, it just makes me think about the things that we bring into our garden that God didn't give us. Amen. God may place us and we may get greedy. We may feel like we're not satisfied with what God has given us. So we may bring other things into our garden that don't belong in there. Or it may not belong there at that time. I would say, like, about a year ago, I had two plants. One was apostle, and if you're familiar with apostle plants, they're like the vines, and they grow really long, and they're so pretty. You know, they can hang all over. And those are kind of easy to maintain. So I had that plant, and I had an elephant plant, and it's like, it's really big. It's like the elephant ears. Like, I don't really know how to describe it, but they're big leaf plants, so green, so pretty. And the apostle plants were doing really well. I was doing really well with them, and still are. They're still growing, flourishing, all that stuff. I'm almost at two pots with them. I'm almost at three pots, excuse me, with those apostle plants. So with those possible plants. I felt like I was doing a good job. I'm tending to it. I'm watering it. I'm changing the soil when needed. I'm making sure it's getting the proper sunlight, you know, turning on the fan, dimming the lights, playing some jazz music for the plants so they can dance around. So I felt good. I'm like, okay, I think I can take on another plant, you know. I think I can take on another plant, and it's a totally different species from that. You got to tend to it in a different way, and it needs a different environment that the possible plants may need. And you have to tend to it more. It's like you have to tend to it more than you tend to the possible plants. Like, I can go a week without watering the possible plants. So I got this plant, let's just say, and I tried my best to really maintain and really tend to this plant, but I was not in the right space. The environment was not right. I live on the third floor of an apartment that is either really hot or really cold, depending on the season, and I had to keep manipulating the weather. And it just wasn't working. I tried to save the baby, tried to save the plant, but it did not work. And let's just say I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't in the environment. I may have to wait until I'm in the house rather than an apartment where the quality of air will be even out. So we have to be mindful of not bringing other things into our garden that don't belong or don't belong at that time. Amen. We wouldn't plant, you know, if we're talking about garden, we wouldn't plant a sunflower and dead in the middle of winter. We're just setting this flower up for failure. Amen. We'll be setting that flower up for failure. It's not the right season. It's not the right time. It won't have the proper sunlight that it needs to grow. So even that just takes me to even people who want to have children, you know. You don't have the right finances. You're from paycheck to paycheck, and you still want to have a child. I know I'm childless, and I don't, you know, some people get offended when I speak about parenting and I don't have kids, but I'm experienced with my siblings having children and just being in the field that I work in, and just seeing the effects when parents, especially young parents, have children and they're not prepared for the child, that child doesn't get the right sunlight rather that it needs, the right tending to that it needs. And this is not to knock any parents, but even if I have some parents on the line, I don't want to speak from parents, and I don't, but I'm only speaking from what I have seen. Amen. If I do have any parents on the line, they would like to say anything, press one, send me a text. But if you have children, some parents who, like, I know my older sister, she always say, like, she was better prepared as she got older rather than when she was younger and having children. She was financially stable and things like that. So when you're young, when you're young and you're thinking about having children, it may not be for the right reasons. It may be to prove that you love the person that you're with. It may be even by accident, like, you didn't plan for this. And here goes a baby, and now you have to tend to this baby when you're just a child yourself, still growing, still learning who you are. And you may not even be with the spouse that you're with years later. So we just have to be mindful of not bringing things in our garden that is not in the right season or don't belong. You know, some people may even bring just different other people into their garden that don't belong. You know, this is for the married folks, for the people, for the married folks who may bring in an extra spouse on the side and things like that. That does not belong. That will spoil you your garden. Amen. We're talking about tending to your garden from Genesis chapter 2. And those are the points that just God has placed us in a specific place. Amen. God has created us, and He has created us for a specific place for us to tend to these things. For His, as I said, we may not understand why these things are happening or why they're going on, But it may be an aha moment. We may have the aha moment or we may not have the aha moment, but we do know that everything is done for the glory of God. And as I said, he will provide us with provision. Think of Elijah in the wilderness and how Elijah was just fleeing, as in 1 Kings, how he was running from Ahab and Jezebel, who were after him, trying to kill him. He ran in the wilderness, but God provided food for him day in and day out. Amen. So he was able to eat, able to prepare for his long journey. Just even the multitude that followed Christ, you know, how Christ provided them. Amen. And God will never leave us nor forsake us. He will give us provision. And even Joseph, you know, we look in the Bible how Joseph was provided. Amen. How Joseph, God gave him provision even in while he was in prison, even while he was moving up in ranks. Amen. He was provided provision. And God will do the same thing for us. We know that that's the place that he made for us. Amen. And like, just think, just ponder on your life. And I know sometimes the stories in the Bible, we may separate them because we didn't witness these things, but they're truthful. You know, they're words of God through man. And we may not, we just may separate ourselves, but just think about even the times in your life that you can recall, those testimony times where God has provided provision for you. It was times where you didn't know where your next meal was coming from or how you will finish college, but you have done that, or how you, just whatever the case may be, how you may have survived, even if as the death rates just go up, increase over the years, and you may have been placed in those neighborhoods where the death rate was high, and how did you make it? Amen? How did you make it? That's only God. He has provided you a way. Amen? We can think it's luck. We can think it's like whatever, like, but it's God. It's no luck. It's nothing but God, the protection of God, and the prayers that our mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, they done prayed for us for our protection. Just even like, I didn't see all of it, but I saw some of the Harriet Tubman's film and just reading some things on her and just how they spoke that she would have spiritual insight from God and God would lead the way. And only God can do that. Like, only God can lead our people free, you know, using a vessel to lead our people free. Only God can give us provision. Only God can protect us. He has created us. He has made us. Amen. So tend to your garden. Is there something in your life right now that you're not tending to? Like myself right now, I mentioned before, I'm in a very busy state right now. I'm in a very busy place, stage of my life. And I'm trying to balance these things out because I don't want to fall behind. I want to be able to give my family, I want to be able to first and foremost give God 100%. Also give the job that he has provided me with 100%. I want to be able to give my schoolwork 100%. Amen. So what is something that, just think about, write it down, just something that you are lacking, something that you can tend more to. And just ask God to help you, give you strength to tend to it. Right now I'm asking God for strength for me to just be awake and that I'm not asleep and that I can tend to these things that I'm in and that he has put on my plate, things that I have also put on my own plate or garden, we would say, that I'm able to maintain these things and with great characteristics and give it 100% and that no one feel like, oh, she didn't care about me, or I'm half-stepping anything. So just write down whatever you can give more of in your life. Is there more time with your children, more time with God, just more time just spending in your community and just figuring out what's going on and how you can help, how you can tend to your community, just know what's in your child's school, you know, on that individual level, like what's going on in my home. Can I be a better husband? Can I be a better wife? amen, a better mother, neighbor, what's going on in the neighborhood, things like that, amen. Amen, amen. If you have any questions, you would like to just have a comment or anything, you can press 1. I'm here. If you're shy, you can always text me. Have my number or pass the toy. Amen. So tendon too is done regularly. I'm fumbling with this word. It's done on a consistent, on a regular basis. Excuse me. It's done on a regular basis. And with that being said, is someone looking on the outside saying that you're lazy or that you're hardworking? And this will be known by the way that you conduct yourself, the things that you do, your follow-through, your follow-ups. Amen. This will be seen even in your finances. This will be seen in the gifts that God has given you. So I just wanted to read what the Bible says about laziness and how we are to tend. If you can turn with me to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Amen. And it said, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When you sleep, you rise from your sleep. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Amen. And it just say, I'll just stop at verse 12. It says that a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. Amen. So that was Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 12. And it's just talking about the ant. Like, if you see ants, you know that song, oh, the ants go marching in one by one. They go in with the line. They pick up ants. Almost like the food, whatever droppings are around, how they gather their food and things like that to prepare for it. The winter, they do this in the summer. In chapter 7, it says, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler. Like, they don't have a captain. They don't have anyone that's their ruler. But they still go out, and they still get their food because they know they have to eat. They know they have to bring it home to their family. So those who do not work, those who are a sluggard, those who, you're going to fall into poverty. This is what the Bible is saying about those who are lazy, those who just do little here, do little there, fold their hands and go right back to sleep. And this is not for those who need rest and need sleep. I'm not saying that. This is for those who don't work at all, who do little but want to have much. Amen? They do little but want to have much. So this ant, you can learn from the ant and what the ant does and how the ant moves. Grabs supplies in the summer. Gathers food in the harvest. Amen? So you too shall rise as the ant does. And I will go on another Proverbs, the great book, chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4 says, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Those who slack hand, once again, relating laziness and non-working to poverty. It makes sense to me. It's pretty simple to me. If you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. So tend to your garden. You've been provided with the whole garden. Some people get jobs and they only have them for a month and they just don't. This has nothing to do with those who are being discriminated against. It has everything to do with characteristics and how you maintain the job that God has given you, how you maintain the places that you are. Even with the thoughts, and that's something that I can that I can tend to more are my thoughts, these creative thoughts that God gives me. I may write it down and I would never work on it again, and then I'll go back to it, see it months later, like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Those ideas and thoughts that God gives me, that right there, that could be something that will pay for my unborn children's college, great-grands, grandchildren's college. That can be a business. But look at me, just with my, like, close it down, not even thinking about just working on it. Amen. So the same thing is said to those who just have their hands folded, who does not work, who does little, go to the job, just want to sleep on the job even, things like that, and then get mad when they are fired and want to cause the whole ruckus. We know some of those people. We may be or may have been some of those people. Yeah, so, and one more. I just want to go one more. Chapter 12. We're still in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 24 says, "The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor." And that right there, that just reminds me, those who, the hand of the diligent will rule. So it just reminds me of that youthfulness. So if you're not putting together, if you're not thinking of career plans and thinking for your future as you're young, it just reminds me of those people who are older and they're doing like these strenuous jobs. And because they may have not worked when they were younger, and it just, that just makes me think of it. So they will labor, you're forced to labor after your retired age. You're forced to labor. So just be wise, like, while you have the youth, be wise. And be wise not to spend, like, if you're spending your savings, work just as hard to bring that savings right back up. So you're not working, even when you're forced to work, when you may be sick. You may have to go in, this can be a physical health, this can be a mental health, things like that. So you're not forced to do these things. So let us be mindful as we're attending and as we're going to these jobs and things like that, as we're just being entrepreneurs, let us just be mindful. And also, as we're attending, our kids should be seeing us tend to these things. Our kids should see how we pay bills. My mom used to show us her money and then tell us, because we'll be asking for our money, she'll get paid, and we know she got money, she don't work, but we think that we deserve, like, at least half of it. We didn't even work for her, work with her, you know. So she started bringing her checks home, and she would get the cash, you know, and she will put out, this is for the mortgage, this is for the electricity bill, this is for such and such, this is for, you know, saying what each is for. And then it just made me respect her so much more, knowing that she had pretty much nothing at the end of, like, after she done pay anything, she has nothing left for herself. So it just made me respect her more. So parents, just try to show your children what you're doing and how you tend to it, because they'll do the same thing when they get older, to be productive in their tending place, in their place that they are to tend to. Amen. Amen. This is my favorite part of the show, and it's the call of salvation, just drawing lost to Christ, and especially during this time where there's so much darkness in the world, where there is, like, just so much darkness everywhere you go, and the light is truly hard to find. Amen. So I just want to offer this time, if anyone want to receive Christ, if you have not done so before, and you feel like, I want to know who you are more. I want to know what it is to tend in your place, tend in your garden, the things that you have given me. I want to know what it's like to be in your presence, to be in your life. I've been in the dark world for so long, but I want to come to you, and I really want to be free, set free. If that is you, it's just so simple. You don't have to do much of anything, but just free up your heart, open your heart to Christ, and just say that you accept him. Lord Jesus, I accept you. You are my Lord and personal Savior. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you did come and walk on this earth. You have died for my sins, and you have also risen. You have defeated death for me. Amen. If you believe that and you know that in your heart, then you are saved. Just repent of any sin that you have done. And there's nothing that you have done that can keep you from God, that can keep you from his salvation, that can keep you from his grace. Amen. It's only you. If you don't repent of it, then he cannot forgive you. His grace cannot come upon you if you don't forgive. If you don't repent of your sin. Amen. So repent of your sins and know that you are set free. If nothing fancy you have to do, just you can text somebody, let somebody know. Let us know here at Purpose Kingdom Network as well. And I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you get around like-minded people, people that will continue to, that will help you grow in your faith, in your spirit, that will encourage all the gifts and all the talents that God has given you so that you will put it forth in this world. Amen. Amen. I would like to bring Pastor Toy on for announcement.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We just bless God and thank God for that word that has gone forth this evening. Tend to your garden. Hallelujah. And you know what, Minister Dime, as I was listening to you break forth that word this evening, the only thing that kept ringing in my head was we have to remember tending to a garden is a daily thing. You might have went through your garden and pulled up all the weeds on Monday, but if you got a hard enough rain between Tuesday and Wednesday, on Thursday you're going to have to go back in that garden and pull up some more weeds. So it's a daily thing. It's something that we always have to do. We always have to work on, and I bless God for putting it in Minister Dominique's spirit to bring that lesson to us this evening. We thank God for those souls who gave their life to Christ this evening, and we encourage you to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary, where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with D Block Church and the host minister, and the host Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Allen right here at 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. Please feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram as well as Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, to pray for you. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. We thank each and every one of you who joined in with us this evening for this, our 1,327th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. There would be no need for us if it was not for you. So we thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Minister, I know you want to say, I'm not a minister. Yes, you are. That word you brought forth this evening, you broke that thing down better than some of the ordained ones I know. I thank God for you. I praise God for you, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you, Pastor Toy. Pastor Toy knew I was saying that. I had it on mute, too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm walking in it, though. I walk in it. I receive it. So tending to our garden, I just want to thank everybody for just joining us tonight. And I pray that this word has really touched you and that you'll just take heed to what God is speaking to your heart and God is saying to your heart. And just to emphasize again what Pastor Toy has said, that we must tend to our garden on a daily basis. You know, it's not done every now and then. It's not done when we have the energy to, but it's done on a daily basis. Even the times where we don't feel like it, the times where it may be raining, the times where it may be snowing, those are the times that we probably really need to be out there even more and tending to our garden in those hardship times, just making sure our loved ones are okay during these times. So tending to the people who are around us, they are part of our garden as well. Amen. So once again, thank you for joining me tonight, and I pray that you will be blessed. Stay safe out there. Check on your loved ones. Check on our women, our children. Just check on everybody, the elderly. Just check on everybody and just keep up date with the resources that are going out for us. So we just want to thank you for joining us and be blessed. Be safe until next time. Deuces.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning. I will never see defeat another day that I'm living. Why the devil's still fighting my father when he gon' lose? Why he still trying to move him when he can't be moved? The master hater and deceiver wanna see me dead, but I'm alive and live abundantly cause Jesus dead.
Been
doing daily so the negativity in my head. I've been delivered from fear so I ain't never scared. Attack the suffering, living, learning to love again, and count it all joy every time, that's the way it's been. I persevere because I'm pressing toward the mark. Gotta embrace the light in me, especially when it's dark. Dark clouds hovering over me must be moved. I travel through my peaks and valleys like I'm on cruise control. I let them have it, so should you.
Yeah,
with Jesus driving, it ain't no way I'm going to lose.
Nah,
that was me,
I will not lose.
That saved me,
I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
I will
nah,
not
nah,
lose.
The devil.